something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Being filled with the Spirit. He says, thou would perfect that which concerneth me. When you're filled with the Spirit, one word from the Spirit can affect so many things. So many things. One anointed word of the Holy Ghost. Look, you have to pray about your job. And while you're praying about your job, you're praying about your boss. You're praying about your employee. You're praying about the financial situation. You're praying about the customer. And then you're praying about all these things. No, he didn't plan to confuse us like that. He planned to give us a life with absolute mastery all the time. That's why praying in the Holy Ghost is a great secret weapon. Praying in the Holy Ghost. If you don't know how to pray in the Holy Ghost, I don't know what you're waiting for. Pray in the Spirit. Take a chair or something or kneel or lie down and you're speaking other tongues. And when you don't have to shout. Keep praying until your whole body is saturated with power. It's happening. Something is happening. You know what I'm talking about. Something's happening. You're stirring up something. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for power from on high. It's come to our spirits. Now we can minister to God. When we lift our hands and Father, we worship thee. And the next thing, we go in other tongues. Tora bagasata labade. We're speaking. And while we're doing that, something is happening in the realm of the Spirit. Our root in life is being corrected. Certain people who would have come into my life in 5 years' time have been removed from there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? As I pray, God looks into my next year and my other year and he fixes things there when I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. Are you still there? So when trouble strikes, you say, they are bread. You say, I'm already done with all this. I've passed this level. Say, I've passed this level. Say it again, I've passed this level. Ha, ha, ha. I've passed this level. So there are greater things. I've passed this level. There are greater things. Say it again, I've passed this level. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you ought to work. You know, with the economic problems around the world, many companies are folded up and many are not making progress, and so they're laying off their staff and, you know, cutting down. And such a thing can affect you as a child of God. And so maybe you're among those that have already been axed and you're out of work. I wonder what's going through your mind. I wonder what you're thinking. If your job was your source, you are sunk. You're in trouble. But your job was not supposed to be your source. Change your thinking. Your job is not your source. Listen, you are a child of the kingdom. You belong from another world. Don't you understand? Not this world. You belong in Zion. You belong in Christ. And because you belong in Christ, your prosperity is not based on your labor. Your labor is required. Because it's your opportunity and it's your window to the world. It's your opportunity to reach the world, to communicate, to reach out to them. Are you listening? It's another way for you to bless the world in which you live. But it's not your source. It's not your source. It's not your source. Listen, your confession should always be, this is not my source. Christ is my source. Hallelujah. Christ is my source. I don't have to have a job to be alive. I don't have to have a job to be me. No. But I do a job because of who I am. Come on now. Are you getting the idea? So if they lay you off one job, it doesn't make a difference. You just get a better one. They say it's difficult. No, not for you. If nobody hires you, start one. Start one. Because you know who you are. If nobody hires you, get into something and start. Say, Father, nobody has hired me. But I know what I can do. Then start out with what idea God gives to you. Don't start saying, I don't have capital. I don't have money. I don't have somebody to help me. That's wrong. God said, Moses, what do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand? He said, a rod. That didn't look like anything. But God said, put it down. He put it down. It turned into a serpent. Moses fled from it. God said, pick it up by the tail. You see, God was strategic because it was a real serpent. He said, pick it up by the tail. And Moses went and picked it up by the tail. It turned into a rod again. He said, my goodness. Then God said, put your hand into your bosom. He dipped his hand in there. God said, bring it out. He brought it out. He turned leprous. He didn't know what to do with his hand. And God said, put it back in there. He put it in there. Came back whole. Wow. That means you got a miracle hand. Then God said, now you go and perform miracles with that rod. With that rod, he ruled over Pharaoh. Question is, what do you have in your hand? What can you do? That's what it's saying. What can you do? Okay. Maybe you don't have much ability in one area. Learn another one. Train in another thing. Get trained in something. Have something you can do. If you have something you can do, this world will always need you. Are you listening to me? If they phase out your kind of business, learn another one. And the Holy Spirit will give you the inspiration you need to know what to do. He'll give you. He'll give you. Can you trust him? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you trust him? Even now, he wants to give supernatural ability. There are certain things that some of you tonight are going to discover that you are able to do. The ability will be given to you supernaturally tonight. Hallelujah. Can I read something to you? Let me read this to you while I'm on this. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. I'm reading from verse 3. What I want to read to you is further down, but so you can get the context. All right, from verse 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the minister be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the arm of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. Are you following this? Okay. He's talking about us ministers. Okay? He says, we approve ourselves as God's ministers in spite of all these things. All right? Then in verse 9, as unknown, yet well known. As dying, and behold, we live. As chastened and not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing and yet possessing all things. Did you notice that place there? He said they regard us as poor. He said, yet making many rich. It says something there. Do you mean that we do have the power? It's Paul saying that he and the other apostles had the ability to make others rich? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's exactly what he said.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.